Hollywood presents... The new National Guard show. Yes, from the cinema capital of the world, we present the new National Guard show. Here now is your host, C.P. McGregor.
Thank you, Linda Niles. We welcome you, ladies and gentlemen, to the new National Guard show, a series of new and brilliant dramatic radio productions designed for your enjoyment and starring the foremost names of motion pictures. The National Guard, our great citizen army, brings you Veronica Lake in a story titled The Chair. And now the curtain rises on Act One of The Chair, starring Veronica Lake. The year 1938. The place, Algiers. Algiers, city of mystery. Algiers, city of intrigue and shadows, and the whispering of a thousand voices. At the Hotel Saranac, Mrs. Virginia Gray, an American tourist, has begun a letter to her husband.
It was an experience I'll never forget, and it even began with lots of excitement. I had decided to visit the native section here in Algiers. The hotel manager insisted that I take a guide, who at the same time, and more importantly, was a bodyguard. I was very glad for him as we walked along. I'm really very glad that you came along this afternoon.
Oh, it is only necessary precaution. Things not often happen here.
No, but when they do?
A knife blade between the shoulders, that is all.
That's all, huh?
It is over very quickly. Oh, but now, madame, it is late. Shall we not return to hotel?
By all means, let's. Oh, wait a minute. This furniture shop here. I'd like to take a look.
Oh, of course. I'll wait for you out here.
All right.
Oui, madame?
I was looking at your furniture. You have some very lovely pieces.
Ah, oui, madame. Merci.
Have you any authentic Louis XV? A chair, perhaps?
A chair? Let me think. I believe... Oh, yes, yes, you are very lucky. I have one Louis XV chair arrived in the shipment just this morning. Over here, please.
Why, that's beautiful.
Oh, yes.
It's beautiful.
I think so, too. A lovely piece.
How much is it?
4,000 francs.
I'll take it.
Merci. Will there be something else?
No, that will be all.
You like Louis XV?
Oh, yes. I have rather a passion for it.
Perhaps we will have additional pieces for you to look at before you leave Algiers. If you would care to leave your name and hotel.
Well, I... All right. Mrs. Virginia Gray, Hotel Saranac.
Merci. Your change. And now, you have the escort back to the hotel, no?
Oh, yes.
It is well at this hour. Is that your guide outside?
Yes.
Oh, very well. I will give him the chair.
Thank you.
Here, I take it.
Au revoir, madame.
Good night.
Gabriel? Gabriel?
Who is it?
It is me, stupid. I came in the back way. Who was that? Who was that?
It was a customer.
Oh, I was going along on that thought. Well, what happened? What happened?
Your wife called.
My wife? Mon Dieu, I must not forget. But never mind. What have you sold? What have you sold?
The Louis XV chair.
The what?
I sold the chair. You did not
wish me... Stupid idiot! That chair was not for sale.
Well, I did not know.
Oh, why do I have an idiot in my shop? I must get that chair back.
Oh, I know. Please, do not worry. It will be easy. I have the name. Mrs. Gray, Saranac Hotel.
It had better be the right one.
It was strange when I left that little shop. I almost felt as if someone were calling me back. Well, we returned to the hotel safely. I was in love with my beautiful Louis XV. However, I was tired, and I went to my room rather early. Along about 9:30, there was a sudden knock on the door. It was rather startling. I walked over and opened the door.
Pardon, madame. You are Mrs. Virginia Gray, yes?
Yes.
You purchased a Louis XV chair today, yes?
Why, yes.
That was my shop where you made the purchase.
Oh?
Yes. My clerk made a very unfortunate mistake. The chair he sold you was not meant to be for sale.
Really?
Yes. I have come to buy it back from you. What was it now, 4,000 francs?
Now, just a minute. I've fallen in love with that chair, and I'm not going...
Oh, I'm sure you will not want to make any trouble.
Trouble?
I regret the mistake of my clerk.
I do, too, but I like that chair. Now, if it's a question of price...
Oh, there was no mistake in price. But I must have that chair back.
Oh, you must.
Please, I must have that chair.
Oh, how dare you try to force your way into my room. No, get out.
Madame...
Hello? Hello?
Oui, madame.
Will you send someone up? There's a man trying to break into my room. He got away?
Yes, Mrs. Gray. As the manager, I regret very much what has happened. It has never happened before in the Saranac. But we will follow through on this.
Thank you.
I have put the watchman on the floor. He will remain here throughout the night. All things considered, though, to be on the safe side, I do think this is a matter for the police.
The curtain falls on Act One of The Chair, starring Veronica Lake. Act Two in just a moment, but first, this message from Wendell Niles for the National Guard.
This summer, 350,000 men of the National Guard will go into the field for 15 days of intensified training. They are citizen soldiers and airmen who are voluntarily giving up their time so they will be better prepared to serve you in time of domestic disaster or enemy aggression. Those of you who employ guardsmen can repay their personal sacrifice by giving them military leave for those 15 days in addition to regular vacations. Many employers make up the difference in military and civilian pay or grant full pay to guardsmen during this period of military leave. It is their contribution to national security and local welfare. If you are asked to give a guardsman military leave, don't hesitate. By supporting the National Guard, you will be assuring yourself and your country of continued integrity and security. Now back to the show and our host, C.P. McGregor.
Act Two of The Chair, starring Veronica Lake as Mrs. Virginia Gray, the American tourist in Algiers. Mrs. Gray is recounting her strange adventure in Algiers as she continues the letter to her husband.
I prepared to go to bed that night, a little nervously, I must admit. I looked at the chair. What was it that made the little man want it back so badly? I wasn't destined to get much sleep that night. The manager of the Hotel Saranac had called the police, and they were more concerned about it than we were, for it wasn't a few minutes before my phone was ringing. Hello?
Mrs. Virginia Gray?
Yes?
Bonnet, French Intelligence. Sorry to disturb you at this hour.
Well, you really shouldn't apologize at all.
It is in your behalf that I am acting. There has recently been much activity here in Algiers to pass into the wrong hands valuable information on coastal fortifications. My office is taking every precaution. You have the chair there?
Why, yes. I don't believe it wandered off.
This is really no time to joke. You will please not touch the chair.
Of course, Monsieur Bonnet.
I am having the furniture dealer picked up and will be at your hotel in 10 minutes.
I am Bonnet.
How do you do?
How do you do, Mrs. Gray? You will bring the furniture dealer in. Where is the chair?
Right here.
Good.
This is an outrage, an outrage.
It is, huh? We'll soon find out. Is this the man who tried to force his way into your room?
He's the one, all right.
All right, you. Sit him down there. Now, we will start from the beginning. What were you doing at this hotel tonight?
I was trying to buy back my chair.
Why?
Because I wanted it, stupid.
You will do well to watch your words. Why did we find 10,000 francs in your pocket? Do you usually carry that much money with you?
No, I do not.
Then why?
I was prepared to pay that much to get the chair back.
Is it such a valuable piece of furniture?
It is Louis XV.
10,000 francs for that? But enough of this. You, Hand me that knife. I'm going to see what that chair contains to make it so valuable.
Oh!
Ah, you see, Mrs. Gray.
What is it?
I thought as much. It's a code. It's a printed code.
That's no code. That says made in Grand Rapids.
What?
Why, the man tried to cheat me. They told me this chair was an authentic Louis the 15th. Well, what have you to say?
It's all in the business.
But I still do not understand. This man is willing to pay 10,000 francs for this chair to buy it back. Why, man? Why?
I will tell you why. Oh, but do not laugh. For 4 months, I have waited for this chair. My wife, she wanted a genuine Grand Rapide. The chair arrived, my stupid clerk sells it. Unless I get that chair, my wife, she will murder me.
All right, worry no more. Give me 4,000 francs and I'll be glad to return your authentic Louis the 15th, made in Grand Rapids. Thank you. Now all of you scoot. We played cops and robbers long enough and I'm sleepy. So there you have it. The adventure of the mysterious chair in the city of Algiers. I couldn't wait to get home to tell you. Best of love to all, Virginia. P.S. I should be back in Grand Rapids a month from today.
The curtain falls on Act Two of The Chair, starring Veronica Lake. Thank you, Veronica, for your appearance here with us on this performance. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, our citizen army, the National Guard, presents Dane Clark in a story titled Freedom of the Press. Be sure to join us, won't you? Until then, this is C.P. McGregor saying thanks for listening and cheerio from Hollywood.
Our star appeared through the courtesy of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee, which arranges for the appearance of all stars on this program. This program was transcribed in Hollywood for release at this time. This is Wendell Niles saying so long and turning the program over to your local announcer, who will tell you where you can get the full details about your local unit of the National Guard.